Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. This is Dave Meltzer. I'm here with a dynamic duo with an extraordinary company. They were featured on our newest show, Go Fund Yourself. You can catch it on Cheddar with the 10 million subscribers they have there. But my friends, Joel Puthoff and, of course, Leo Adams, co-founders, one being the CEO, Joel, the other the CRO, Chief Revenue Officer, Leo, of Linksy. Welcome, gentlemen, to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Great to be here. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
All right, dynamic duo. You guys are changing the way that we connect and understanding the depth of the data in how we connect and have impact with one another. Collaboration and coordination is essential when it comes to personal connection. You've actually created what I think is one of the first compasses in the area of personal connection. Give us a little bit of an overview. Joel, we'll start with you with what that compass does to create distinctive value in building business relationships.
Yeah, we saw a shortcoming within the event software arena and just walking into business locations. You know, you see humans all around you in the physical form, and it's like, man, I bet there's great connections all around me. There's probably powerful collaborations amongst me, but nobody has those data insights or that situational awareness to make their best connections around them. And after years of seeing this, training entrepreneurs and salespeople, you know, we built this product that gives people the ability to design the types of interactions they want to make with our color connecting system using keywords. And then once you get to the location, we have this geolocation technology that you check in or go live, and it's bringing the whole room to life. So we connect rooms and we helped you find those preferred connections in those spaces that you attend.
And one of the things using a color coordinated compass is to facilitate frequency. I always say that my neighborhood is my frequency, and that through the resonance of frequency or vibration, you know, a certain percentage of people are going to love you no matter what. A certain amount of people are going to hate you no matter what. And then it's a certain amount of repetition through the spectrum to gather the other 80% or so. You are well aware and utilize the frequency aspect to engage people so that we get the highest resonance and also stay away from the haters, the people that just aren't going to like us no matter what. Leo, what do you see when you're talking about finding the frequencies to get the engagement that we just can't get in any other way other than in person?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. Really, it's all about finding the people that are on that same frequency as you. And Joel and I talk a lot about high vibrations and seeking other people that are on a similar high vibration frequency as us. And really what Linksy does, it allows you to do that so instantly and in real time and find the people that are most aligned with the frequency that you're on. Because, you know, as you've stated, the more people that you find in that similar frequency, you can create a greater resonance together. And I know Joel and I talk about this, you know, in a lot of different contexts, but definitely within our team, coming together and just finding amazing team members that can really help us, you know, grow Linksy. And we're much more capable together with other high vibration individuals that we brought on to this collective Linksy force to really power this, you know, amazing mission and impact that we're, that we've set on here at Linksy.
And you guys have actually created a mathematical equation of impact, which I really like. I have one of luck, which is what you pay attention to and what you give your intention to, do, say, think, feel, and believe. We equal the coincidences, the coinciding, the consequences, the results in your life. In that mathematical equation of social impact, you talk about connection plus collaboration equals that impact. How do you facilitate the connection and the collaboration and coordinate it within Linksy?
Yeah, I mean, really the people that we're attracting to the app are people that want to meet new people. So right away, you're, you know, when you're on Linksy, you know, you're meeting people that are in a social connection mood or in a collaboration mood. And each individual gets to design the types of interactions they want. We have different categories. And so it can be more professional and collaborative focus for business, or it can be more personal and just like enjoyment, the types of energies that you're seeking to, you know, engage with and have a conversation conversations with. But that's why we call Linksy, we call it seeing people in a different color, in a different light. It's like putting on your Linksy glasses here. I just found this shirt online. It's like, wait, I think this was made for us. And, you know, really being able to walk into spaces and using keywords that you're hoping to connect or have conversations within. That's what Linksy really powers the individual with and event creators with for their events.
It's interesting that you say that because, you know, three aspects today that has been exacerbated or amplified by the COVID separateness that occurred. And there's three areas that Linksy address in bringing these spaces to life, allowing people to feel alive, which is a lot of the purpose of our life, is we really just want to feel alive. And by connecting the people, that's the greatest feeling of connectivity that we have. But the three areas that I find that Linksy really addresses that has been missing from COVID is very difficult today to help people be seen. There's so much noise, so much flow, so many different things that are being fed to us. The second beyond being seen is being heard. Too much noise, obviously. And the last is most important, which is something that occurred during COVID, is that people lost the feeling of belonging. They felt separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, offended, etc. I find that Linksy brings these spaces to life for people to feel alive by helping people be seen, be heard, and belong. How does Linksy help people be seen, heard, and belong?
Yeah. Go for it, Leah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to take that one. And it's really all about, you know, it really comes down to Joel's shirt, I think, actually summarizes it pretty well, is we give people...
Not yours with the mushrooms?
With the jellyfish.
Oh, we get jellyfish.
David, like, you don't know about the jellyfish yet. We've got a fun theory for you.
Yeah, well, very cool, because I like the psilocybin methodology or frequency. We'll save that for the second interview I do with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, to take that question, really, it's all about allowing people to design their social DNA using that social links system that Joel described earlier, as far as keywords with their curiosities, professional interests, adventure, and other activities and interests that they have. And so they can express themselves and really create their social DNA. So when they go live in a space, they know that they have, you know, really intentionally created the frequency that they are on. And when you use Linksy in real time at these locations and events and the different Linksy powered spaces, you can actually, find and see other people that are on similar frequencies using that social DNA, social link system. And so with that, it powers them. It empowers those individuals to find their community and to really find the individuals that are going to make them belong to their tribe and to really feel like they're connected socially.
Yeah. And David, imagine you have all these ideas and conversations and collaborations that you're seeking. Now that when you walk into a space, you're kind of putting them into the space. And then our technology really facilitates, you know, hey, you guys both want to talk about these subjects, and it builds this Linksy score. So you could walk into a space and there could be 200 people. There could be plenty of people that you have a Linksy score of 0, but then you could have a really strong Linksy score with some because you have a lot of the same conversations that you're trying to engage in.
And in those conversations is the greatest aspect of your action app that you have. And that's one of community. I spend millions of dollars a year for one specific definiteness of purpose, which is to build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And your app, the Linksy app, allows people to do just that, is to be and participate in a community, but build their own community of people, a neighborhood of people at like frequency. And the color codifications and other mechanisms that you do make it simple, easy, and gamified in order to facilitate building community. You have some unique community building tools and analytics that can help to facilitate this action app to create the white space that formerly was very difficult to build a community with? What are some of the building tools and analytics that you guys have that are powering this community and the business leaders within the community?
Well, if I can take that one and start, it's really all about this, geolocation and local-based communities so that individuals can, there's so many different ways that you can, join Facebook groups or online communities and have this digital community. But really at Linksy, we're really, at the core, trying to really create the in-person social connection. And that goes along with our communities and our community feature that is really helping individuals find and locate those communities that are local to them so they can connect with others there locally. That's just one part of it. And then really creating, where these individuals are checking in, where the communities are gathering at certain venues or events. That's part of the analytics that we're pulling. And we're actually able to utilize, on the other hand, the social links, keywords to help make recommendations to individuals on what types of communities, what types of events, and what types of locations that they can connect with other people that have a similar social DNA to them.
That's amazing. And within the context of that social DNA, also is the internal community that you're building. And one of the most difficult things that we can do is have a partnership. My father gave me advice when I was young and said, look, there's three rules of partnerships. One, don't get into a partnership. Two, if you do, make sure your partner has more money than you. And three, if you don't listen to rule one or two, go back to rule one. You guys seem to have built a great partnership, great teamwork, a great culture in engaging not only other people in facilitating the interest, but together being able to redefine social tech and live experiences. For you, what are some of the key aspects to having such a good partnership between the two of you?
Yeah, well, it certainly starts with trust. And, me and Leo met over a decade ago. I used to be an entrepreneur coach, and I trained a bunch of people to start their first companies. And through that journey of training, about 400 entrepreneurs in 8 years, Leo was my top performer. He really stood out. He had those leadership capabilities. He went on to do his next thing. I was doing a couple other things, inventing another product and writing a book in human performance connection. And then as I was building this, Leo's like, man, I've got to be part of this. And luckily we had that trust already built. We had this friendship, but it does come with a lot of push and pull and tug, and it's challenge. There's so many challenges, but we've developed this framework, like 1 + 1 = 3. There's something really brilliant behind it. We call it our brilliant framework, of the, each human has to continue to evolve and hold space for the other person and be there. And, we got to negotiate, and we've got to think about the other person. In this world today, like, so many people are in a, I've heard stats like it's the most selfish time in human history. And so you've got to find people that care about others, that also have emotional intelligence. And luckily in my career of building four companies, I probably, my core competency is building teams and building culture and really hearing people and finding people that align with your mission. Because the only people coming onto the Linksy team that we're really bringing in are people that are aligned with what we're trying to build. And I'm not trying to sell somebody on something that doesn't align with their life. I'm trying to provide an opportunity that has like a mutual exchange of value to where we can provide financial opportunity as well as career experience that they're looking to develop in. And we're looking to get the value that they bring with their unique skill set.
Yeah.
And Leo, what's your take on the partnership and anything you can add?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Joel really described it well. And I'll just touch on the brilliance framework that Joel mentioned there. And it's really about, how we operate as a partner, as in our partnership, but really in any kind of partnership that exists in relationships, we do think about this 1 + 1 = 3. And you hear that all the time, but we really think of it in the context of frequencies. Back to that, is it's really each individual. If you're maximizing your human potential, you're, have great habits, you're doing all the things that, lead you to live a healthy and fulfilled life, you're filling your bucket all the way up to one. And each individual can have that one. But if you can have two individuals that are operating at a high level together at 1 + 1, then their frequencies can actually come together to create an even greater resonance You know, not just two, obviously, but three. And we believe past that, if you're really operating at, you know, in alignment as well on that similar frequency. So the way that we operate, we, you know, have to, you know, really have challenging moments. We, you know, thankfully, Joel and I are both, you know, able to go through hard conversations and friction points with, you know, some calm and really able to like drop our ego when it's needed and, you know, challenge each other as well, because, you know, ultimately the friction that's created through, you know, these challenges that we face each day trying to, you know, run and grow Linksy, you know, it is that, you know, friction and getting outside of your comfort zone that allows us to continue growing as individuals, but together in this greater brilliance framework and hopefully align more, you know, ones, so you can have a 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 10, and, you know, well beyond that if you've continued to accumulate and develop and work with other, you know, great individuals.
Well, you only can be aware of that which is of equal or less frequency or vibration than you. It's an elevation of awareness is the elevation of frequency, starting with the two co-founders, Joel Putoff and Leo Adams, the co-founder of Linksy, a new way, a better way for personal connection, utilize a compass, a brilliance that is allows us to create the impact that we want with connection and collaboration. If you haven't, check them out on GoFund yourself. There's an opportunity to be a part this network in not only participation, but also an economic gain. So look at investing and learning more about Linksy. Joel and Leo will be happy to answer any questions that they have. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for illustrating how important it is for connection and collaboration, both personally and professionally. Linksy is a great way to elevate that awareness. It's the action app to help us all, powering the community and our business leaders. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Leo, for joining me on Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Yeah. And David, thank you, because I remember watching your TED Talk on frequencies, and it still stays with me today. It was one of the early frequency woo-woo moments when I would talk frequency and people would say, what is this frequency woo-woo stuff you talk about? And I'm like, just give it a few years. It'll come out.
Yeah, I still get that. We're just planting seeds under trees that we may never sit under. Shout out to Dennis Waitley for teaching me that. But this is David Meltzer with two extraordinary entrepreneurs. Check out the co-founders of Linksy. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.